With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Chrysler parent Stellantis is offering 6,400 U.S. salaried employees voluntary buyouts as it works to cut costs amid the transition to electric vehicles and agreeing to a new United Auto Workers contract. UAW President John Fain and two other prominent big labor leaders are set to appear before a Senate committee Tuesday morning to talk about the union resurgence in the United States. United Airlines will not resume flights to Tel Aviv, Israel, from Newark, New Jersey, on November 24th, a company spokesperson said. A previous statement that flights were resuming was made in error by its public relations agency. That's according to the airline. With a mixed picture of consumer demand emerging over the past quarter, earnings results from Walmart and Target on Wednesday and Thursday, respectively, will shed light on what lies ahead for U.S. retailers ahead of Black Friday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.